Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
USDA also reduced U.S. consumption and ending stocks for the 2020 crop year. While U.S. exports did remain unchanged in the March report, the latest U.S. export sales data suggests higher exports for the 20 crop year. This would result in an even lower U.S. stock level. USDA increased the U.S. marketing year average price to 69 cents for the 2020 crop year. Cotton futures prices remained strong due to several factors, including the recovery in meal consumption and restocking, a weaker U.S. dollar, smaller U.S. crop, increased spec trading, the Phase 1 trade agreement, stronger competing crop prices, and the vaccine distribution.